Hey guys, welcome to another episode. In this fantastical episode, I am going to get deep into the weeds. We're going to talk about racism. We're going to talk about genocide. And then I'm going to talk about how the United States is being ramped up to commit a mass genocide against white people, Trump supporters, and anybody else who could potentially fall into that category. Are you a white sympathizer? Off to the gulags with you. Are you a Trump supporter? Off to the gulags with you. That's where we're headed. So, take a listen. Prepare yourself. Let's get it started hot. Let's get it started in here. So, we're going to continue and follow the developments of the new American Revolution and also the potential physical purging of white people from society. So I know lots of people might say stuff like, well, no, dude, listen, man, white people are the majority and, like, we're going to be fine and, like, it doesn't matter and blah, blah, blah. But there is, as I've said before, first off, let's cover the first one. Blaming any collective group for collective crimes that most individuals are not responsible for, such as acting on racism or, in the case of slavery, no modern-day white people are responsible for slavery, except for maybe somebody like Hillary Clinton and some other Democrats who bombed Libya, and now there's like open-air slave markets in Libya and North Africa. So there's that. Maybe people like that. Once again, those are individuals responsible for those kinds of actions, not a collective group known as white people, which are people that are coming from all over the world, all types of different ethnic backgrounds and heritage. And, you know, Jordan Peterson really pointed it out best. And once again, this would be, I want to know where Jordan Peterson is right now. It's a little bit disappointing for me that he's not coming back out in full force to battle what's going on. And I can understand to a degree. I know he's gone through a lot. And he did make a really strong stand back in 2016, 2017 against the mob. And look what it did to him. Now, of course, it's not as simple as that. It wasn't just the mob that put a lot of pressure on him. His whole lifestyle was, I think, very difficult. Lots of things happened. But the idea that you can ascribe, that you can give a collective, you can mark an entire group of people based on some characteristic, some immutable characteristic of them, say being white, black, brown, Asian, whatever, and say, oh, all people of this skin color are evil and must be purged. Now, I've been saying for the last couple of episodes, I've talked about this kind of rhetoric and I've discussed how I think some of these things will shake out if they continue. It's all about if they continue, right? If this kind of rhetoric continues, then it will escalate and it will be bad. It will not be good. And the other thing is, a lot of this will be perpetrated by other white people. It will be perpetrated by white people trying to cleanse their own sins. And that's kind of what we're seeing now, is a lot of these protests and riots are being very, very heavily endorsed and supported by the white, liberal, Marxist types. Lots of them are millennials. Lots of them are millennials. So it's interesting to see, because what I talked about in my last podcast, I discussed a Russian KGB defector, Bezmenov, Bezmenov, I think, Yuri Bezmenov, who described the way that you psychologically take down a country. He talked about how you do it in steps. You demoralize a country. You demoralize a generation of people into not being able to think. Once you have stopped people's ability to think and reason for their own self-interest, once you have stopped their ability to reason for their own self-interest, then you can march them in a particular direction that you want to go, and they won't even realize they're walking themselves into a fire until it's too late. I believe the way that Yuri Bezmenov described it was that, the people that are being brainwashed, essentially, and I'm paraphrasing, will be totally unable to defend themselves, their communities, their country, their families. And that's what we are seeing now. And the people that are pushing this are, you know, the people that are pushing this, like there's lots of white liberals, lots of middle class white Marxists that are pushing a lot of this. They have been brainwashed. They do not see that the ideas they are pushing will kill them. The ideas that they are putting into other people, the ideas that they are propagating, that they stand behind, will result in the death of themselves and their own families. But they are possessed. They are ideologically possessed. They are so possessed and brainwashed that they have no idea that they are being infected with a virus, a mind virus, that will lead them to their own self-destruction. And as Yuri Bezmenov pointed out in his interview in 1984, that they won't even realize what is happening until the boot has crushed their balls, has crushed their neck, is what he used. It's like inviting in the enemy, giving the enemy weapons and then you don't even realize you fucked up until the enemy now points them directly at you and says, "You idiots. We had our sights trained on you the whole fucking time, and you didn't even know it." That's what's happening in the United States. And the one reason why white people are people might be a little bit confused. They might not understand, you know, why are you talking about white people, white people, white people? It's simple. And it's not just because I'm considered a white person, even though I have Jewish ancestry. It's because of how dangerous it is. I would be saying this about any type of racism that we are seeing now. See, in modern day America, you don't have people on Twitter saying that black lives don't matter, that no black lives matter. You don't have people on Twitter saying, you know, we need to kill all black people. You don't have, despite what the media says, there is no mass psychological movement that says it is okay to attack white people, that it is okay to do harm to white people because of what they have been perceived to have done to black people in the past. That is all being mainstreamed now. This is the problem. This is the issue. All of the anti-white sentiment, look, it's okay for people to have their own opinions. That's fine. But it's not okay when powerful media institutions are blasting genocidal messages across TV screens and airwaves, which is what we're seeing. It's not like a fringe, you know, there are white racists in America who are still old Nazis. But guess what? They're not being propagated. No one even knows where these fucking people are because they usually stay underground. They stay by themselves. They stay in their small groups. They don't have any power in the country. Nobody knows who they even are. And it used to be that way with the anti-white or anti really any type of color of people. At least it has been in a lot of modern times, right? People make jokes, but there's a difference between making jokes about a race and ethnicity versus actually saying we need to kill all these people, right? I guarantee you, just because I've known some people over my time, I know that there are black people in the United States that have wanted to take over and kill white people for a long time. But that's a small amount of people, or at least it was a small amount of people that had this idea. A small amount of black people thought, hey, we're going to have a revolution and we're going to kill whitey. That wasn't a mainstream kind of idea, but that is becoming a mainstream idea now. It is becoming not only mainstream, it's becoming accepted. It's becoming very accepted to say things like, well, fuck white people. Not fuck this guy or fuck that guy or fuck this white boy. No, fuck white people. That's okay now. Any white person is now looked at in the mainstream as garbage. Now, yes, I'm engaging in slight hyperbole here, but we are in a very fast moving situation. It's moving very fast. You can see it happening, right? A few years ago, none of this rhetoric was okay. None of it. Now, everybody's saying it. Everybody talks about it. And they're rewriting history, right? Like I've seen lots of tweets and movements from people talking about how black people invented all the music we listen to, which just isn't true. It's just not true, right? Like, oh, rock and roll and this and that and classical. It's like, no, that's bullshit. First off, I guarantee you a lot of different types of music, probably no one even knows where it started. Yes, in history, we have documented points in time where things became popular and we can ascribe origins to certain people at certain times. But I guarantee you that people have been trying things out with music in different ways and forms for a long time. It's very difficult to say, oh, well, this race or this person invented this type of music. It's much easier to say, well, this person popularized this type of music at this time, or this person or these people did this at this point in time. That's a much different thing. But anyway, we are in the process of... What's happening in the United States is a mass brainwashing that will probably result in an armed conflict, which will largely be targeting white people. However, it won't just be white people. It will be anybody who votes for the president. It will be anybody who supports the president. It will be anybody who supports their friends who are white or voted for the president. Because, see, like I said earlier, is... at first, the target's going to be dirty white people. Just like in Nazi Germany, it was the dirty Jews. Or in the Soviet Union, it was another group of people. At first, it will be the bourgeoisie, like it was in the Soviet Russia. It will be the wealthy, the landowners, right? But then it will be the sympathizers of the landowners. And then it will be the people that just, it will be the people that know the landowners. It will be the people that know the Jews. It will be the people that are friends or support the Jews. It will be the people that speak up in defense of a Jew or a landowner. That is what's happening now. But the radical left, you know, I have some family members. I see, you know, I look online. The radical left doesn't even realize that they're being spun up into this ideology. You don't see conservatives out there tearing down any kind of statue that they don't like. You don't see that. You don't see conservatives going out and burning down buildings. Now, it's funny because people will like to point to the past. They'll say, well, you know, white people did this or these people did this. It's like, yeah, okay, sure. Some people did some fucked up shit in the past, but... if your rationale for destroying things in 2020 is because somebody did something 100 years ago, well then, I'm sorry, my friend, but you're setting yourself up for a never-ending conflict. And that is what, see, rational people, rational dialogue, rational discussion already understands this. Anybody that has a rational mind understands that you don't look at racial injustice or class injustice in the past and say, well, you know, 150 years ago, this guy killed, you know, somebody in my family, so now I have to go and kill his family. I think it was even Shakespeare. I can't remember, but I think there was a one of the Shakespeare plays where there was this was pointed out, how there were two families. I think it was Montague and something else, where like the two families had like a never-ending conflict because somebody from one family attacked somebody from another family and killed them, and so then it was just like a never-ending back and forth. That is, see, when I was growing up, that was considered like barbaric, right? Like, oh, it's barbaric. You wouldn't do that. We don't do that nowadays. We don't settle generational scores like that anymore. No, 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 no. But we do. We do. See, we have gotten soft, everybody. We have forgotten human nature. That's actually kind of the reason why we're in a lot of these predicaments. You know, whether you look at race relations, international relations, capitalism, free markets, versus more of a socialist, communist control. A lot of these debates have to do with people that have totally forgotten. They have forgotten that the world is not a naturally very peaceful place, that we are surrounded by forces that want to kill us. Speaking of forces that want to kill us and people gearing up for a white genocide type scenario, let's take a look at a tweet here. Now you might say, well, Taylor, it's just a tweet, but it's very interesting. There's an Indian Cambridge, an Indian professor of post-colonial literature at Cambridge, and this is what she posted. She said, I'll say it again, white lives don't matter as white lives. Now, I don't quite understand the second part, as white lives. She says, I'll say it again, white lives don't matter as white lives. Hmm. How are we supposed to take that? White lives don't matter. See, 20 years ago, that probably would have been unacceptable to say, but no one really would have even said that in a mass scale. Oh, white lives don't matter, right? Most people would have gone, dude, what are you talking about? We're trying to move past racism. You don't move past racism by just inverting what the past historical injustice was. That's not how you fix the situation. But this, you know, people need to understand this is what's happening. Like, I see it more and more. There was a guy that was supposedly making a joke. I posted a video on TikTok. The guy was supposedly making a joke, but it was a black guy goes up to a white lady on the street and says, can you kneel and apologize for your privilege for being white? And she does it. And now that is apparently he did it as a joke, right? Now, I'm not going to grill the guy for, you know, I guess, I don't know, it's kind of a sick experiment. But what's interesting is that this white lady did it. She looked like she was in her mid or late 30s. She got on her knees and she apologized. And it was amazing to see that. Because that is what mass psychological brainwashing does. Oh, and there's even more crazy shit that's going on. A bunch of people, it looks like it was makeup, tried to make it look like they self-flagellated, if that's the correct word, themselves. And it was several white people, and they put themselves in chains, and they were being led by black people, and the black guys were saying, what if this was your heritage? What if this was your heritage? Well, guess what, dude? For a lot of people that are quote-unquote white, there was that heritage. For people of all kinds of ancestry, Slavs, Jews, all kinds of people across the world had some kind of history where their ancestors were likely enslaved, where their ancestors were in some form of serfdom, could be brutal or otherwise. And so this is the situation we're in. We're in a fast-moving situation where it is becoming more and more mainstream to demonize a group of an entire group of people and physically attack them. That's where we are in the year 2020. It is okay to beat up people who vote for Trump. It is okay to attack people because of their race as long as they're white. And the media is complicit. The media is pushing this. There was a Tim Pool did a great episode on this. And he talked about how in the areas he discussed how the media, like we could look at Twitter and other companies, are pushing the Black Lives Matter narrative. They are pushing the Antifa narrative. It's like how we saw this with the riots. We saw violent riots breaking out across the country, and CNN was on live television with a burning building behind them saying, well, it's mostly peaceful. It's mostly peaceful, just buildings are being burned. Mostly the protests are peaceful, but yet we see video after video of innocent people being attacked. And both races were being attacked. There were lots of white people being attacked just because they were white. But there were also, like, if somebody was trying to just go somewhere and get the hell out of the way, if they walked across the pathway of these mobs, of these riots, there were people that were just taken out. People that got their asses kicked. Some people, I don't know who died. I'm sure some, I don't know. So it looks like some people had some life-threatening injuries that could be potentially disabling for the rest of their lives. And, you know, there was a trucker that got caught on the highway, and people were saying that he was trying to run over protesters, and that was not true. He got stuck on the highway after they closed off the highway. And also, secondly, get off the fucking highway. Don't protest on the highway. But see, the media is backing these people. The media was in support of the protests and riots even though COVID was going around. Now, see, and the media is not only complicit, but they're pushing this. They're pushing the division. It's hard to know why. It leads to lots of conspiracy theories, right? Because when people were out protesting and getting all next to each other with COVID, when they were protesting, it's okay. It's very okay. But we can't open the economy. We can't open the economy back. But it's okay to go protest. You can't open your restaurant, but it's okay to protest. You can't go to church, but it's okay to protest. It's okay to tear down statues of our founding fathers. It's okay to burn down a Wendy's in a church, but it's not okay to go to church. It's not okay to go to the store. It's not okay to have a party with your friends. But you can go out in a mass gathering and spread all your damn nasty germs around. That is the world that we live in now. That is 2020. It's shameful. It's disgusting, the rhetoric that is coming out of the media. They are pushing for division. They are pushing for civil war. It's as though that is what they want. My message that I want us to do is I want us to stay united. Now, I have a feeling that if Antifa continues to strengthen their numbers, if these, you know, if we continue to see autonomous zones pop up, right? So there is a Black House autonomous zone in D.C. now that the media supports. The media supports the autonomous zone in Seattle. The media supports the autonomous zone in D.C. The media supports all the protests and violence. The media supports it all. And they support it all because they are applying nice touches to these movements. They're applying a nice touch. I retweeted a Reuters tweet, which was absolutely disgusting. Somebody was talking about that these protesters and stuff, like they're anti-racism protesters, anti-racist protesters. No, they're not. They're racists. they're anti-racist and anti-fascist. They are the actual racist and actual fascist. We live in a world of propaganda that most people cannot see. We do live in a matrix. And I'm not talking about the digital matrix. I'm talking about we live in a matrix of thought. Most people are not thinking. Their opinions have been given to them. They have been brainwashed thoroughly by the media and by the culture, through the music they listen to, the movies they watch, and the news they consume. And as a result of that, we have an entire generation of people that are cheering on the destruction of the country under the name of anti-racism and anti-fascism. The people that are anti-racists are writing stuff like fuck white people. The people that are anti-racists are attacking black people, calling them coons and other things because they support Trump. Is that anti-racism? The anti-racists are telling white people they have to go to the front of the line to take the rubber bullets for quote-unquote people of color, which is a bullshit term to begin with, people of color. These are what the anti-racists stand for. The anti-racists think it's racist for white people to have children because white people are a plague. There is so much disgusting behavior going on right now. The thing is, this is human nature. It's human nature to want to attack each other, to be tribalistic. But we had a generation, my generation was blindfolded, was blinded into believing that we should treat everybody equal. Everybody's equal. We don't see race. We don't see color. We don't see ethnicity. That's what my generation was raised to believe. But then, after all of that started going on, everybody's equal. We're all good. We're all equal. I don't know exactly how it started. I don't know if it's necessarily, maybe it's the Marxist rhetoric. There's a lot of things that happened to my generation that have corrupted it really, really heavily and disgustingly, I should say, to the point where people just cannot think. Jordan Peterson really brought my attention to this and some others back in, say, 2015, 2016, 2017. When I was a kid, the liberal bias wasn't about racism as much as it was about class warfare. And what happened was, like, it was like, rich people and conservatives don't care about poor people. That was like the idea, right? And it was kind of set up. I mean, I remember being in school and, it was usually later. It was like in junior high and high school where you'd have these teachers with these kinds of attitudes where, they would talk about, it was popular or it was not cool to be a kind of like a Christian conservative, right? It wasn't cool if you didn't think abortion was good. Right, it was cool. It's considered hip and edgy to be like pro-abortion, pro-immigration, pro-mass immigration. Right, not just pro-immigration, but like pro-abortion, pro-mass immigration, pro-socialism. Because socialism, it was like, socialism is good. I remember having this argument several times in high school. It was like, socialism is a good thing. Yeah, like it's a great system, Like, it's a fair system. It's better than one we have where the wealthy take it all. So there was lots of these things were inculcated in young people, especially my generation. And then once the professors were able to successfully tie the struggle from class and race together, once they made the connection of, wait a minute, when they started saying it's not just the wealthy, it's white people, it's wealthy whites that are holding down poor blacks. That's what's happening now. And it's always happened. So white people are the evil bourgeoisie. They can't even wipe it off of themselves There's no amount of I don't know, repentance that can be done for the damage that the evil whites have done. And you can never, even though you can give up your land, you can give up your family, you can never give up the fact you were born white. I have seen tweets come out where people have said that you can't, what was it? It was like white racism is inherited, right? Like it's inherited. It's not learned, it's inherited. So that's the new, you know, that's the line. See, nobody, I can't believe people don't see this. They don't even understand the radicalization that's happening. When this becomes normalized, when it's okay to say things like, no white lives matter, when it's okay to say things like white people are the plague, when it's okay to say things like white racism is inherited, it's not learned, you think that this is going to end peacefully? You think that this is going to end and everyone's just going to stand together and kumbaya? They are dehumanizing. The radical left is dehumanizing an entire group of people. And a lot of the same people who say they're for equality are going to be the ones carrying out the genocide. And this is exactly what Jordan Peterson was saying years ago. This is exactly what he was talking about when he talked about people being the guards at Auschwitz. When he would have his students go through the mental experiment of, would you be a guard at Auschwitz? And everybody thought that they wouldn't. But really, he was like, no, you probably would. You probably would. We are seeing in real time, we are seeing how that happens. It's easy. It's easy. You see how it happens now. It happens because there is a steady and slow brainwashing process where you identify and see. Everybody thought that what happened in Nazi Germany. It's funny. This relates back to Tim Pool, what he said earlier about how history, and other people have said this too, about how history takes a long time to play out. We don't, and we condense it all and we make it into like a meme. Well, we've made our history into a silly meme that most people don't truly appreciate, nor do they understand. Like everybody thinks that when people hated the Jews because Hitler just came to power and said, it's the Jews, kill the Jews. And everyone said, yes, sir, kill the Jews. Blah. No. What happened in Nazi Germany is probably very close to what we're seeing today. Very close to what we're seeing today, where it starts off as small things, right? There's some civil discontent in society. People are pissed, right? Like, say, after World War I, the Germans didn't have a lot of money. They had the hyperinflation in the Weimar Republic. You know, things weren't going well. We had the Great Depression, all kinds of shit going on around the world. So nobody's doing well. There are ethnic divisions in the country, right? Because that's how it is in the West. Like there's been quite a bit of intermixing. And so you see these different ethnic divisions. So Germany also, a lot of people don't know the history of Germany. Like Germany was united under, I think it was Bismarck. Maybe it was before that, but Bismarck was one of their strong leaders that helped keep it together during some rough times, or brought it together, I think. Because it was Prussia and other places. And they brought it together under Germany. Well, as a result of this process, you have people with different ethnic, because they probably all looked fairly white, even though they probably didn't consider themselves the same race. Different ethnic loyalties in Germany that were not like they are now, where people consider themselves German. There's probably people that consider themselves Prussian and Hungarian and you know, whatever, Bavarian, I don't know, whatever the fuck. There were probably people from all different parts of Germany that considered themselves their own special ethnic group. Well, guess what? You have these different issues going on in society, and over time, some people that hate a specific group of people, maybe somebody or some group of people really dislike the Jews, okay? And it doesn't have to be a large group. It just needs to be a group that has some kind of institutional power. It could even be one or two people in a university that get this kind of shit started, right? So, hey, before you they start off, they go, hey, you know, the real problem in society, it's not the Americans. It's not the British. It's not this group. What it is the reason why we're fucked is because the Jews are running stuff. And see, the Jews, and it's like similar to what we see now, right? All the problems in the United States are being blamed on white racism. That's why all the social, that's how all the social interactions are being characterized, right? White racism is the problem. So something similar was likely to have occurred in Germany. Well, all the problems are being slowly, and it happened, it's tied together. You tie these things together. We're getting a lesson in real time about how this propaganda occurs. What you do is you find the issues in society, you identify those issues, and you tie them to that group. So if you can say, hey, there's lots of poor people, and we see there's some wealthy people that are in control of certain businesses, and those people to be taken out, then what you do is you tie them to the problem. Even if they have nothing to do with it, right? Just like how in the United States, there's tons and tons. Well, first off, no white person in modern day has anything to do with slavery. But so what they do is, still, they'll tie all white people to historical slavery. Just like what they probably did with the Jews. They probably attributed many problems in Germany or in Europe to the Jews. Because it's not just that it's easy to think about, and it's an ideological brainwashing. You just brainwash people into saying, hey, you see why we have so many poor people? It's because of the Jews. See, the Jews came in, they took over, they've been doing this for hundreds and hundreds of years in the area, so they are disenfranchising the community, and so really the problem is the Jews. Well, that's what we're seeing happening right now. It's a slow process. It happens over generation, where people are slowly taught that, hey, the problems you see are because of this group. The problems you see are because of this group. And before you know it, all it takes is a switch, like what we're seeing now. My generation has largely not been a like violent, everyone going out and doing crazy shit. But everyone's been brainwashed for so long that now the switch has been flipped. Now everyone's being mobilized. Everyone's being triggered into acting out the program that has been installed in their minds. That's what we're seeing. That's what the radical left is doing. They are acting out a program. They're executing a program that has been implanted in their head, which has been tear society down. But what they needed, when you grow up and you're told that, that nationalism and patriotism is racist, and that racism is the ultimate evil, and that all white people are racist, which is the ultimate evil. When you grow up with that, now, I didn't grow up learning that white people were the ultimate racist, but I grew up learning that racism was really bad. I grew up, and once I started getting older, it was, well, you know, it's like I said, it's not cool to be a Republican. It's not, you know, it's cool to be, to love everybody, to be hippie sort, right? Let everybody into the country. Let everybody into the country. No stopping. So then one day you can turn around and there is no country anymore. It's just masses of people that just decided to show up. And there's no rule of law. There's nothing. That's the kind of shit that I was taught as a kid, growing up. You know, it's the Democrats and the liberals who really care about people. So my generation grew up thinking it's the Democrats that care about people. It's the liberals that care about people. And as the liberals have largely been the ones driving the agenda of this country, now we see where it's taken us. Now we see. We are driving straight off of a cliff. We're driving off a cliff, and everybody's just like, ah, fuck it. We needed to drive off the cliff anyway. Well, we still have to stay united. And I'll tell you what I think. I think that as we see more autonomous zones popping up, I think that we're going to have to go on the offense. I sincerely believe that a purely defensive strategy is not going to work. And I don't know how exactly we go on offense, except I do believe that an offense is required, because the left wingers, the radical left, are not going to stop. I have a feeling that this is going to be a really rough year for a lot of people around the country. The radical left is going to try to take land, more and more land. I think that we're going to see more autonomous zones popping up. I think we're going to continue to see these protests. And I think we're going to see a lot more violence. I actually think that we're going to see violence at polling stations, at voting stations in November. It's going to be interesting. Anyway, you can follow me on my website, tstutch.com. You can like and subscribe YouTube, Taylor Space Stutch. Facebook, Instagram, Taylor Radio. That's it. Thank you. And stay strong, stay united.